Clockmaker's Daughter. Written by Kate Morton and read by Joanne Froggatt. We came to Birchwood Manor because Edward said that it was haunted. It wasn't, not then, but it's a dull man who lets the truth stand in the way of a good story. And Edward was never that. His passion, his blinding faith in whatever he professed, was one of the things I fell in love with. He had the preacher's zeal, a way of expressing opinions that minted them into gleaming currency, a habit of drawing people to him, of firing in them enthusiasms they hadn't known were theirs, making all but himself and his convictions fade. But Edward was no preacher. I remember him. I remember everything. The glass-roofed studio in his mother's London garden, the smell of freshly mixed paint, the scratch of bristle on canvas as his gaze swept my skin. My nerves that day were prickles. I was eager to impress, to make him think me something I was not. As his eyes traced my length and Mrs. Mack's entreaty circled in my head. "Your mother was a proper lady. Your people were grand folk. And don't you go forgetting it. Play your cards right, and all our birds might just come home to roost." And so I sat up straighter on the rosewood chair, that first day in the whitewashed room behind the tangle of blushing sweet peas. His littlest sister brought me tea and cake when I was hungry. His mother, too, came down the narrow path to watch him work. She adored her son. In him she glimpsed the family's hopes fulfilled. Distinguished member of the Royal Academy, engaged to a lady of some means, father soon to a clutch of brown-eyed heirs. Not for him, the likes of me. His mother blamed herself for what came next, but she'd have more easily halted day from meeting night than keep us apart. He called me his muse, his destiny. He said that he had known at once when he saw me through the hazy gaslight of the theatre foyer on Drury Lane. I was his muse, his destiny, and he was mine. It was long ago. It was yesterday. Oh, I remember, love. This corner, halfway up the main flight of stairs, is my favourite. It is a strange house built to be purposely confusing. Staircases that turn at unusual angles, all knees and elbows and uneven treads, windows that do not line up no matter how one squints at them, floorboards and wall panels with clever concealments. In this corner, there's a warmth, almost unnatural. We all noticed it when we first came, and over the early summer weeks, we took our turns in guessing at its cause. The reason took me some time to discover, but at last I learned the truth. I know this place, as I know my own name.